in your boat, I reckon I'd be struggling at 104.
Mate, he's got a lot of weight. It's only 900. I think Puppet Master will win. He's won 3 out of 3 here, Andrew. Gary Fortelli's got him. I'm not sure if he holds the record or he was just outside the 900-metre record here one day. He doesn't jump brilliant and then he takes off. He's got enormous pace. He got run down on the post at Canterbury last start in a 1,000-metre race. 900's his pet distance. He'll jump and run and be hard to beat, but gee, it's a good race. Best race of the day, the Hurricane. Guard of Honour, I'll throw him in for a second. Have a good look at him the other day in Brisbane. He was just playing in that race up there, but he's never raced on his own track, but we know he's got a ton of ability. Aaron Bullock back today, hasn't ridden for about 6 weeks, has had weight problems. He'll have no problem making the 64. Number 5, Amalak Millie's a very smart mare from Grafton. She won well when I was at Tamworth the other day. And 7, Lights. It blitzed them. I think it was at Hawkesbury. 4, 1, 5, and 7.
4, 1, 5, and 7. And race 8, number 8, Signor Fox, the favourite at 3.30. 3, Whiteley at the moment, 4.40. And 11, Queen Ablaze at $6.
Good race. Only a class 1, but a good race. Peter Snow giving a good push for Sir North Fox yesterday. He scratched the field he's here today because they threw bad barriers. But this fella, he's had 2 runs back. He bolted in by more than 3 lengths first up at Hawkesbury. And then he finished down the track with the Ming Dynasty, which naturally is, 10 grades above this. He's run second here one day, last prep, behind a smart horse, Graceful's Glamour, who went round in the group race yesterday. That was back in March. Mitchell Bell to ride him. He was our premiership winning jockey last year at Newcastle last season. I'll get it on top. 3, Whiteley's got a lot of talent. Gay and Adrian train this Sebring colt. He's had 4 starts for winning 2 seconds. He won a race one day at Wyon, but he just got beat by Royal Celebration at Warwick Farm one day and run 3rd at Randwick, a length and a quarter behind the Autumn Sun. He's had a couple of trials. I'd be wary of him. Number 11, Queen Ablaze, bolted in at Gosford. First up at a better field today. And number 15, Cartel, to Richard Friedman. 8, 3, 11, and 15.
And you were keen about race 4, number 5.
Yeah, John O'Shea's horse, mate. Lucky Helmet. It's my best bet. And as you can tell by the voice, I'm getting a bit crampy as we get to the end of the carnival.
Mate, you take it easy today. First at 12.34. Go and have just a little sip of something and enjoy the day.
You don't think a kilo of prawns will help me?
Probably will. I wouldn't mind being with you if you've got a kilo in front of you.
Yeah,
all right, yeah. Sounds good. Will you enjoy it? And we'll hear from you through the day. Thanks, Gary.
Good on you. Thanks, Andrew.
Gary Harley looking at Newcastle, the first, as I say, there, 12.34 on a good 4. Just gone 10 o'clock. In a moment, it's Paul Joyce time.
Don't whinge and whine about the traffic. Think of the wine you have at home. A glass of Windy Peak Pinot Noir. By De Bortley, of course. Here's the traffic.
Ditch the tent this spring. Trade in your tent for $1,000 off any Jayco camper trailer or the new Jayco J-Track tent trailer. Hurry in September 22. Search Jayco. The wall-to-wall ride for remembrance is on currently. It's a convoy of New South Wales police motorcyclists. They'll be heading along the Hume Highway towards Goulburn and Canberra. At Ingleburn, a burst water main, Campbelltown Road near McCormack Place, and the road's closed northbound. In town, lights are flashing yellow, Pitt Street at Eddy Avenue. The Mercedes-Benz X-Class Ute is the first of a new kind, and the Pure X 250D could be yours for just $53,990 drive away. End September 30. Conditions apply. I'm Steve Carline, number one in racing on Sky Sports Radio.
Of course, one of the brand new sponsors on Sky Sports Radio of Racing HQ on a Saturday is HQ Insurance. Why wouldn't they be with HQ right above it? With over 150 years of expertise, the specialist team at HQ Insurance are passionate about horses and privileged to be an integral part of the bloodstock industry. HQ Insurance, the headquarters of Equine Insurance. Find us at hqinsurance.com.au or call them 8913 1640. That's 8913 1640.
Kia's 7-day sale is on now. Private buyers receive a free $777 7-year unlimited kilometre warranty. Hurry, Kia's 7-day sale ends this Sunday. Visit your Kia dealer today. Warranty terms at kia.com.au.
Thinking about your next build or renovation? Wideline Windows and Doors has all the planning tools at your fingertips. Their website is full of inspirational ideas to make your project a success. Advice and tips to get you started, even a colour selector and window planning tool. Plus, free online quotes are returned in 48 business hours. Just upload your plans or tell them what you need. Easy. There's never been a better time to take a closer look at the Wideline Windows and Doors website. www.wideline.com.au.
The Sydney Sun puts on a show to open the Everest Carnival, and they're off. Hot out of the gates is Winner of Discontent, quickly leaving boredom behind. What shall we do this weekend? Stomps to the lead, Fancy the Races a second, and now the Outsiders get off the couch. A last dash by What Shall I Wear, and here comes Spring. Spring out of nowhere wins by nose.
Escape to Sydney's Everest Carnival. World-class racing, live music and entertainment from September 8 to October 13. Tickets from $10. Pre-book to save at theraces.com.au.
Sutton City is now the home of Sydney's newest Mitsubishi dealership. Shop the entire range of Mitsubishi vehicles at Sutton City. And this month, Mitsubishi is in run-out. So if you're in the market for a Mitsubishi, we have ripper deals with free fuel cards and 1.9% finance on selected models. We have plenty of on-site parking, and you'll find Sutton City on Link Road, Bentland, just off Southern Cross Drive. So come on down and meet the team at Sutton City Mitsubishi. SuttonCityMitsubishi.com.au. Conditions apply. ND14314.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on all races at Randwick and Flemington. T's and C's apply. Gamble responsibly.
And HQ Insurance, the headquarters of Equine Insurance. HQinsurance.com.au.
Yes, we're out here at Randwick this morning for Racing HQ. The Colgate Optic Wide George Main is the big one at 10 past three, with Winks going for 27 straight wins and, of course, three wins in the same race. It is going to be run under glorious skies. Not a cloud in the sky over the top of Randwick. We're looking for around 31 degrees. The gates open for the members at 10:45 and for the general public in just under an hour at 11 o'clock. In this hour, we'll have Paul Joyce coming up just after 10:30, the best bets for harness and greyhound racing. And then after that, at about 20 to 11, Corey Brown and Sam Weatherly are going to be a couple of our guests previewing their rides for Randwick today. So stick with us. I tell you, you can rely on us for everything around the Everest Spring Carnival. Paul Joyce, good morning to you.
Morning, Andrew, and what a beautiful summer-like morning it is. We'll have to get hurled out of the surf, I think, to give us the prices, and it'll be a terrific afternoon, as you said, 31 degrees, Winks is racing. I think we said a couple of weeks ago it doesn't get much better, and certainly doesn't.
Already in Sydney, just over 26 degrees. So from when I was here just before 6 o'clock with the gallop and there was fog over the track, it is an absolute glorious day. 26 degrees. Hurls, are you there? Coming out of that surf.
I'll tell you what, still chilly in the water, even though the sun's out, but it was a bit character building this morning. But, yeah, echo the thoughts of Joycey. Absolutely sensational day of racing and, in my opinion, the best time of the year.
Righto, let's get a cracking. The first race, the TAB Highway. What's happening in this race?
Equal balance, number one, 440 to 460 today. Rhyming Puppet, 7 to 750. 6 into 550 for Bocelli. We've got Lifesaver, 550, no change this morning. In a point from 15 to 14 for Lord Denham. We've got 11 to 10 back to 11, Cheatham. Sicella is the favourite for Matty Dale, 370 to 380. 41's no change, Prince Planet. Caccini, 19 into 15, and 34 to 41 for Our Rosemarie. A lot of action here for the first, but Sistella is the favourite at 380.
And it's interesting, Paul, isn't it? Canberra-based horses now eligible again in these TAB highways.
Yeah, exactly right, and they're playing a significant role in this race, and no surprise we've boosted the field numbers again. Speed here, Rhyming Puppet, Lord Denman, they're all Canberra horses, Sistella, another one. So they're your speed horses that'll put the pace on over the 1,000, and I think they'll come from everywhere. It's a typically open highway. I've gone 1, 3, 4, 10. Thought Equal Balance could win. I think the 2 kilo claim for Sam Weatherly could be the difference here. He's the class runner of the field with the highest rating, clearly. Terrific effort first up behind Common Purpose. You could argue he should have won that. He'll be fitter and he'll appreciate the good speed. It's just a matter of whether he gets that break when he needs it to get home over top of them late. And the similar story with my second pick, number three, Pacelli. I like this horse, only lightly raced, six starts, three wins. Gets the blood sort of run here from barrier two with all this speed around him. He'll just be switched off by Corey Brown. And if he gets the split, a bit like Equal Balance, he'll be the one powering at them late. The four Lifesaver probably has to get a long way back today from that gate, but he's shown he can do it over 1,100, and he's forming Queensland over 1,000 sharp. So watch out for him as well. And number 10, Say Stella, she'll be the one right up there on the pace, hoping that she can hang on. But I just have a feeling those backmarkers might get there today. I've gone 1, 3, 4 and 10.
And as I say, if everything goes to plan, Sam will be in our van just prior to 11 o'clock going through his rides, including Equal Balance. Race 2, really intriguing. Earlier on, Ron was keen about Santos. The market was a bit soft. What's happened since 9 o'clock, Andrew?
This is a really good race. 360 in 10 cents to 350 now for Santos. Merrill's a $10 chance after opening up at 9. Now, Neutrality is the favourite, but it's just out 20 cents from 230 to 250. 550 in half a point to 5 for Charge. And then we just go down to the bottom. A very interesting runner is Prophet's Thumb. It was absolutely off the map at Wyong last start and duly saluted. It's in a point this morning from 7.50 to 6.50.
Gee, it's a good little race, Paul.
Yeah, really good little race with some winning form, isn't it? Omar's a speed horse here with Merrill and Neutrality, so there's good pace, and Charge will just camp off them. Santos, even though he's got speed, he won't be able to beat in the first three or four here, I wouldn't expect. Look, I've gone 3-1-4-2. I think the market's got it right. I'm with Neutrality, who comes through the San Domenico, second to Graf. We know that's reliable form. The market's got him at $2.50, which is about spot on. Can he absorb the pressure and hang on over 1,100 at Randwick? That'll be the negative with him. Santos, on the other hand, trialling well without trialling brilliantly, but the blinkers come on for race day first time. So that shows plenty of intent from the Waterhouse Bot Yard. And I think his two-year-old form superior to these. They're winning the Skyline and the Pierrot Plate. So he's a definite threat. Number four, Charge, two runs under the belt, both been particularly strong. He gets the gun run here. And number two, Merrill, well, she brings the filly's form into this, which just makes things interesting, I think. But whether or not, again, she can absorb that pressure and hang on is the query with her. So I've gone 3-1-4-2, playing a fairly straight bat there in the Herald.
Race number three, the Shootout Mile. Scratchings, Perrette and Roman Sun, they've been out for a couple of days. Andrew?
Yeah, pretty wide open at this stage, Andrew. Lover Lover, an 8.50 chance, opened up at 8 this morning. 12 into 11, Old North. Goodfella, 8.50 out half a point to 9. $6, no change for Muraqueb. Another dollar is your favourite, 4.40 to 4.60. Back to $4. Suchet of 9 to 10. 16 into 15 for Instant D. Arrive. All too soon, number 11, 4.80 to 5. And that's pretty much got you covered. Little bit quiet at this stage. Market Watch advised, I'd suggest.
Okay, can you help us and with the pace as well here, Paul?
Yeah, pace is a query. A good fella will take up the running, I expect. It worked for him last start, so why not try that again? But there's not much other speed in the race. Two horses, I think, may press forward. I don't think another dollar has to get too far back off that inside gate. An Instant Derive, provided he doesn't fall, I think he could maybe settle outside the leader here. But apart from that, you've got a lot of backmarkers. You know, your Old North, Lover Lover, Suchet, Gamble's Town, Drock 8, so it's just devoid of much pressure, which is why I've gone 5-3-1-4. I think another dollar can take advantage of this lack of pace and put herself in the right spot. Karen McAvoy to do the steering. First up, outstanding behind Best of Days, Surplus and Sambro. We know she's got that young star form from the Brisbane Winter. So she should be right here at the mile second up. I think she can win. The three Goodfella, look, there are a few hard luck stories behind him the other day, but he still deserved it. He was up on speed, he fought them off, he held on. So there's no reason he won't give a great sight today at the $9, particularly with less pressure up front. Then we get to Lover Lover, who's probably got the versatility to settle a bit closer to them. She was very good in the toy show fresh. And number four, Muraqueb, well, he won the Carbine Pub over this track and distance, and that was a really strong addition. So if he can regain that sort of form, he can definitely get involved here. 5-3-1-4 in the third.
The Bowman's Office Furniture Shorts, race four. We had the scratching earlier this morning with Red Zell. For those that may not have heard our coverage earlier with Peter Snowden, the horse may have got cast in its box this overnight. It was showing muscle soreness. They were getting physio and that sort of thing, people there to come and inspect the horse. We'll probably learn more through the day, maybe from either Peter or Paul, but that's the reason they're just hoping that it's simple muscle soreness. So 1 and 6 coming out here.
It's the first leg of the Big Six pool with 156,000 projected Big Six pool at Randwick. This is the first leg. All right, Brave Smash is a $4.20 chance. The Monstar, 15. English, 290 out to 320 today. Ball of Muscle, 5 to 480 back to 5. Boss Lane also a scratching. Big Money, 31 to 34. After all that, 41 to 51. And our favourite is now Invincible Star. Opened at 290 this morning. It's into $2.60, and I can tell you, in terms of money invested today, it's a clear pick in front of Brave Smash.
Everyone was discussing it. We're probably thinking with no Red Zell here, Paul, it's more, even more intriguing with pace.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I thought Red Zell would just take a sit off them. Invincible Star and Ball of Muscle are the two that both would probably want the front. I know Ball of Muscle definitely races best from the front, but I think Invincible Star may not want to hold up, may not want to hand up early. So it's just going to be a bit of a game of a chicken, really, between these two to see which one lets the other one go. Otherwise, they'll just burn each other out. So it really is an intriguing little race. I've gone 2, 9, 4, and 5. I think Brave Smash is a safe way to play this if you want a bit of value. He's third in the heat first up. You couldn't knock that. Obviously, it was behind Ball of Muscle, but he was warming up late. He'll strip fitter second up. He's on track for an Everest. He's been around. We can perform very well previously. And I think he'll be the horse that just sits back, lets it unfold in front. And with Huey Bowman doing the steering, I'm happy to play him over Invincible Star, who I'm still not 100% sold on. She's obviously very quick and very good. But, you know, she was given a big don't argue by Red Zell the other day. I'm not sure how she'll come back off that. That was a fair beating there. Number 4, English, well, she's still got a little while to go before her grand final, but if they overcook it up front, she's definitely got the ability and the finishing speed to get over top of them. And then you've got 5, Ball of Muscle, who was a bit of a surprise packet there first up in the heat. And, well, if he happens to find the front, I think he'll take a lot of catching. So it's 2, 9, 4, and 5, but I'll be going with Brave Smash.
Yeah, mini Everest, even despite the fact Red Zell isn't there today. The Bill Ritchie is race 5. Take us through the market here over the 1,400.
Music Magnate, a $13 chance after opening up at 12 this morning. The favourite is Pierrada, 270 to 280. You go down to the second most popular horse in Australia, Tom Melbourne. $6 is the asking price there. I opened up that this morning. 650 into 64 Invictus Prince. Siege Quebec, 440 to 480. Back to that 440 quote. 19 got out to 23. Now into 16 Sir Plush. And a Perrette down the bottom, 5 to 550.
Okay, Adrian Bott was in our band much earlier this morning, and they do expect it on a far better track than Rose Hill that Siege of Quebec could return to its good form here.
Yeah, look, he's got the tongue tie on again. He'll go forward. I think Sir Plus from that draw today will see him show his really natural speed. So there you two on paces. Music Magnate not far away, and, of course, Tom Melbourne. He'll be coming across trying to get in probably, you know, fourth one out if everything works out perfectly. And Pierrada's drawn one outside Tom Melbourne, so James McDonald will probably be dictated to a little bit there by Corey Brown in the early stages. Look, I think Pierrada's too good for them, 2, 12, 1 and 4. I know he's had that little hiccup, but he's had the trial win. Obviously, we had Greg Hickman on earlier, and the confidence is high. He just hasn't run a bad race for so long, this horse. You go back through his form, if it's not first, he's running second, and he's running second behind Kemantari, so I just think he's too good for them, and I think James McDonald will pilot him to victory. I think number 12, Perrette, massively giving weight away here under this weight scale, only a benchmark of 84 compared to a horse like Music Magnate on 110. But he keeps improving, he keeps winning. He's obviously trying to sneak into the Epsom, and I think he's a chance down there on the 53.5 if Pierrada happened not to turn up today. Music Magnate, 1,400, can definitely bounce back to his best. And Tommy Melbourne, well, I've got him in for fourth today. Basically, you've just got to have him in your multiple somewhere, don't you? But I'm happy to stick with Pierrada. I think think he'll be winning and winning well. 2, 12, 1, and 4.
Should ask you, Hurls, what price are, is the place here, Tom Melbourne? Always punters out there to back him each way.
Yeah, 100%. 185.
Okay. I think he was 195 earlier or something around that, but $1.85 the place, Tom Melbourne now. So 2, 12, 1 and 4 for Paul in the Bill Ritchie. We get to the Group 1, the Colgate Optic White George Main. 10 past 3 is starting time.
She's $1.12 is Winks after opening up at that quote this morning. In fact, there's been no change here. We've got $11 for Lard on Main. One change, actually. The old boy's 61 into 51. Who shot the barman? 34's no change. It's somewhat. 61, Religify. Ace High, 15. 112, Winks. And Egg Tart at 15. Now, of course, there is a Winks out market. You'll find it under Sports and Racing Extras. As far as that market is concerned, of course, we lost Unforgotten this morning. La Romain now the favourite at $2. Egg Tart $3.30. $3.50 Ace High. 21 It's Somewhat. Religify $31. And Who Shot the Barman at $41. Bets during the week on Winks included two lots of 40,000. One at $1.14 and another at $1.10. 20,000 yesterday.
Okay, and we should mention for Unforgotten fans that may not have heard it earlier, there's no issue with the horse. They've just decided to keep Unforgotten fresh for the Tab Epsom, and will probably barry a trial, I think, 8 days before the Epsom. So that's the reason why, Paul, she's not there today.
Yeah, I think she's the horse to beat in the Epsom at this stage. In this race here, we've got Religify will be going along out in front, putting a bit of speed on. La Romain should get a gun run here from that draw, and it's somewhat the other one that settles in the first three. Winks, just let them go, probably sit fourth or fifth. And I've gone 6, 1, 7, 5. I'm sure she'll win again, shooting for 27 in a row today. And obviously she's won this race a couple of times before. And, you know, I think compared to last start in the Winks Stakes, the pressure seems to come right off today, doesn't it? It's just assume that she's going to get out there and get the job done. I'm sure she will. La Romain for me for second, if you want to play the Winks out market. I think from that barrier today, he just gets the absolute gun run. It won't be a real pressure-packed mile, which will just help him see out the trip. The 7 Egg Tart, well, she should have probably won the tramway, or she definitely should have won the tramway first up. So if you like her, she could definitely run second. And number 5, Ace High, well, he was very good in the Chelmsford. Maybe, you know, looking for a bit further now than a muddling run mile, which we may get here today. But I've got him in for 4th. 6 on top by a long way from 1, 7, and 5.
And a full coverage, of course, right through the afternoon with Darren Flindell, all the interviews and the colour. And, of course, Paul Joyce will be on after races 4 through 8 today. So races 4 through 8, straight after each race with immediate analysis. Let's move to race 7. Well, what a race this is, the Daly T Rose.
Yeah, absolute cracker. Eldorado Dreaming comes out, 9 by 9, the deduction. Ooh-hooed, still hasn't won a race, 6.50 into 6. 5.50 favourite, a joint favourite, is Fiesta. Outback Barbie just cannot draw a gate, 8.50 to 9. 5.50 joint favourite is A Pretty in Pink. We then go down to number 7, Futu. It's a $10 chance, was that price this morning. Santa Catarina over from New Zealand, 13 to 14, 7.50, no change. Madame Rouge, Miss Fabulous at 7.50, $16 Made of Heaven. Number 13, Sangeeta, $15, no change.
All right. Again, every race today offers up so much. Who's going to take it up here?
I think Simi will lead them up here from barrier 6, Tommy Berry. Sangeeta probably just to sit outside. Then we have Madame Rouge, the query. I think she's got the speed to go forward and take up a spot. And the rest of them tend to get back. Obviously, we've heard Miss Fabulous will try to be ridden with cover today. The blinkers go on Maid of Heaven, but I think she'll still go back.
Actually, Paul, just before you go on, I've just looked at the steward's notes, and Simi number 12 to be ridden with cover. That has literally come through in the last 8 minutes. So race 7, number 12, Simi, to be ridden with cover. And Miss Fabulous to be ridden with cover, also a steward's note from earlier on.
Yeah, that's really interesting because I can't find another obvious leader. Sangeeta, perhaps, but I don't know if she's really suited to that because she can over-race a touch. It's interesting, isn't it? Because Tony Golan will be sitting there thinking, should I pull the trigger today and go forward on Outback Barbie? I said to you the other day, Andrew, I think you should remain patient. But, look, if no one else wants the front, maybe it's time for her to do it. But does he have to tell the stewards about it? That's the interesting question. I've gone 9, 5, 4, and 13 in this race. 9 on top, Madame Rouge. I think she can go forward, settle in the first three. She was very good beating the older mares first up, and she's only had 3 starts for 2 victories. I like her. And James McDonald, who had the option of a couple of others in the race, including Outback Barbie, El Dorado Dreaming, he opted for Madame Rouge. So I'll stick with him there. The 5 Pretty in Pink, well, she'll be in the first few, perhaps. She came from off pace first up in the Furious, but when she won at Gosford on debut, she was close up, so maybe she goes forward. She's very smart. Number 4, Outback Barbie, maybe goes forward today. If not, I think she'll be back. She'll be charging home, and she'll be right on track for the flight. And number 13, Sangeeta, well, she probably should have won that race first up in the Regine race. She was badly locked up the entire straight, and she knocked over El Dorado Dreaming in a maiden at Newcastle last prep. So this is just a great race. 9, 5, 4, and 13 for me.
Let's move to race 8, the Kingston Town. We needed a rider for Selsonic. It's also come through. Number 17 is Cathy O'Hara. Race 8, number 17, Selsonic. Andrew, is Cathy O'Hara.
Avilius has been very popular right throughout betting. There was a bet of 20,000 at 280 earlier in the week. I think that was Thursday afternoon. It's your $2.50 favourite. Others in commission here is Libran, 750 to 8. That's horse number 4. We go down to Sedanza, 440 out to 460. 34 is no change to Tono Racing. There's not much change here, Andrew. 10 to 9, back to 10, I Am Serious. And down the bottom, Brimham Rocks, over to 9. Got into 8, it's back to 9. Probably one of the better backed runners on the entire card has been Avilius. It holds a stack of money right throughout betting this week.
And just talking with James Cummings yesterday on HQ, Paulie, he was confident the horse will run well, but it is a step up today, isn't it?
Yeah, it certainly is a step up. But, geez, he's got Group 1 written all over him. I think this horse, the sectionals he runs, the way he goes about his business. And there's good speed here. We've got a big field, and I think that'll play right into his hands. And he loves Randwick. We saw him. He's only started Randwick. He trounced his rival. So I can understand James being, a little bit cautious going into the race, but the punters aren't. They're all over him, and I'm with them. 5, 4, 8, 1. I think he'll win and win quite convincingly today. I love that win in the Premier's Cup. He gets back on a firmer surface today, and as I said, I think he's got Group 1 stamped all over him. Libran, well, he's flying at the old 8-year-old. Chris Waller's doing a super job with him. He's going to need some luck from a bad gate, but he'll be closing off hard if Avilius strikes some trouble in the run. The 8 Sedan's a similar story. She's just got this awkward gate from out there off the 2000 start. It's not going to be easy, but Tim Clark will be doing his best to find her at the shortest path home. And I thought the roughie was number 1, Big Duke. I can't believe the price they're betting for him. He's had 4 starts at Randwick, 2 wins, 2 placings, ran 4th in the Melbourne Cup last year, and he's had the 2 runs back over shorter trips. So if you want an absolute blowout, have something small on Big Duke. 5, 4, 8, and 1.
The last today is the E Group Security. Marsupial was a very important scratching this morning.
And it attracts 13 by 11. What are we up to? Week 7 as far as favourites? Week 8. It's been a dead set fill-up. I'm saying it every week, but they got the cash again last week with Zorkan.
You blokes at the tab, you're all complaining, but the putters are going home winners. Yeah. Look, it's your money, but let us enjoy it. Come on, you blokes.
Well, I think the thing has been too, there was a couple upsets last week. The Autumn Sun was an absolute nightmare for punters, but they've been sort of loading up late in proceedings to either get out or reinvest their winnings, and, it's been good stuff. No doubt, 14 to 16, tracking is your favourite. 330 to 320, back to 330. Right or wrong, 7 out to 8. We go down to Manhattan Miss for Kim War. 850 in a point and a half to $7. Been best tried to beat the favourite. 750 to 8, back to 7 for Single Bullet. Iwazi, a 550 to 5, back to 550, and that's pretty much got you covered.
Okay, take us through your thoughts in the last, Paul.
Yeah, speed will come from Isa Rich, Manhattan Mist, Noble Joey and Single Bullet. They've all sort of drawn inside. The wide pace was scratched. So that's just taken some of the heat out of this race, which is I was relying on with my top pick, Iwazi. I had 12, 2, 13 and 9. But I'll stick with her. I just think she's extremely talented. She won the Bill Carter at only her 4th start, a listed race in Doomben. It was this hot little field that day. Granny Red Shoes 2nd, Sizzling Bell 3rd, and she just blew them away. It was such a strong win. She's had a quiet trial coming into this. She's well supported in betting. and I want to stick with her here, but I just would have liked that extra pace up front, because trekking number two